We've always said this class has gone on for 30 years and you can jump in at any time, and you really can. So just a heartfelt welcome to those who are jumping in now. We've just completed 8 weeks of neutrality, which was very important because those 8 weeks happened when we were anything but neutral at the beginning of this year. And then the 8 weeks that we have been working with harmony. And just want to say, we're doing a good job. I mean, when you read the news in the United States, there's not that much harmony, but we, and I'm going to have Mark talk about this, what have we harmonized? How have we changed the state of the planet? And what is he looking forward to as we move into mastery? He has always said that our reality is a function of our level of consciousness. And we've been moving our levels of consciousness, we've been expanding them significantly. So what you're probably noticing is that your ability to harmonize that which upset you before, first maybe neutralize, but that you're able to encompass that which has upset you so that you can neutralize it and harmonize it. Actually, I'll have Mark talk about what we have been doing. He has talked about this class, saying that mastery is a beingness approach to realization. He said that this class is really about realization, but not self-realization, the small self, but our small self realizing our greater self and all the universe that that encompasses. He said, in the past, we've looked at mastery as a magician would look at mastery. It's what I, as a master, as a small me, can do with mastery, with these extra tools and gifts. He said, this mastery is the big you, what the big you can be as a master, not necessarily what we can do. There's really... So I was asking myself, what does realization mean? Because he used realization in the subtitle here. And at one point there's mental realization, which means, oh, I understand, I got it. Then there's the spiritual realization that we've always talked about. And that's a knowing realization from our heart. Oh, I realize this. I know it. It's not mental. It's something different. Then there's the physical realization. And that's where our embodied being gets it, where the realization is embodied. You know, for the last 12 years, I've been working with soul body fusion because we couldn't change the world while we were separate, and I was number one separate queen. But as we've become more embodied, we're harmonizing with the physical world, and we're bringing our spiritual gifts to the physical world and realizing our oneness with the universe in physicality. Now, I'm not explaining this very well, but what happened this morning when I was meditating, preparing for this class, I just intended to be connected with what mastery meant. And with Mark says, it's realization of the universe's mastery. And I'll read again what he said. Our focus is to prepare the way for the 11th or Shambhala dimension by offering unstructured experiences that begin to create new structures of experiencing in yourself. In order to move to the next dimension, you must unstructure the ladder that got you where you are and be open to a structureless perspective. And I want to say, it just seems structureless in the beginning. It's just such a multidimensional perspective that you don't see the steps of the ladder. It's something different. This is a course in realization of the innate mastery of the universe. So this morning, I was asking what realization meant. And in a flash, and you know how it happens in a flash, I realized that I had always been looking for the innate intelligence or the innate light of the universe somewhere else. And in that moment, I was physically the innate intelligence and flow and creation of the universe. And I was laying in this amazing state of that kind of realization. And then another realization happened is that, oh my gosh, the painters start painting my house today. And I better not be laying in bed at 8 o'clock when they start painting around my windows. So that realization lasted not very long, but it's with me. And I'm hoping Mark gives us at least 8 weeks of it and then forever of it. So before we begin with the meditation, I'm really asking Mark to talk a bit about what's happening now, how this relates to what, how we can grow. So I have some questions. So I'm going to like open my eyes rather than having someone read them. I'm going to read them to myself. So the kind of questions are, talk about now. He's talked that this is the dark night of the soul for ourselves and for many people. And I want to know what we're clearing, why. I also wrote down, what is the status of the virus now? Then I asked, what is mastery? What is realization? And what's his goal? So, welcome. Welcome. This is Mark. First, we'll talk about what mastery is. Mastery is the realization of the oneness of the infinite potential of all things. It is the realization. You've never been separated from mastery, but you've been blind to the realization of it. So we can call you masters now, for you are, and so is every living thing. However, your realization has been blinded by your insistence upon separation. Your insistence upon separation is what is being healed in your planet today. Let us talk first about your separation from yourself. You have all kinds of reasons to be separated from yourself. The disappointment of having a body once again after you've been angelic for so long. The trauma of being born. The trauma of being powerless and perhaps being raised in a less than supportive environment. So you separated from yourself more and more. And then the biggest need for society seems to be coming back to self-love. Well, dear ones, yourself is only love. It is the barrier between love and self that has been a distortion. As you open up to mastery, the separation between love and self and that distortion of perception begins to dissolve. And in that, when you become love, there is no need to protect, there is no need to punish yourself, no need to feel guilty, no need to punish others, no need to feel superior or inferior. So as this barrier of realization of mastery opens up, love, self-love, and the misconception of separation begin to go away. Realization is sometimes difficult to measure because you measure it from your non-realized self. It is much like your growth. You can't tell how you grow from day to day, only in snapshots from year to year. So the realization in this course will be, It will come to you from the perspective of the one who's already realized, which means you may not notice the changes. We ask you to be patient with your need to confirm and your need to notice. The changes will be evident, but not necessarily at the moment that they are happening. They are evident as you look back and say, oh, that used to disturb me. That used to do this. That is not happening anymore. So be patient with yourself as you move into greater realization. Jeanette wanted us to talk about the dark night of the soul and what is happening now. It is the healing of separation. First, it is happening in yourself, where issues, traumas, misconceptions about yourself that have become so protected and so inbred are being brought to the surface, often because of upsets, often because of job losses or changes in relationships. So the hard knocks of what is happening for many people is bringing up that which has been buried. In the bringing to light of that which has been buried, you will notice that your perception of that is different than when you needed to bury that trauma or that behavior in yourself. You can now see that it was protective, that it was perhaps in many ways necessary until this moment. You can forgive the way you've been before. You can forgive how long it's taken you to get through the next door, because everything is in perfect timing. You are on course. You are on course. So what is happening inside you as you bring up, reflect, release, forgive, liberate the old parts of you which has been part of those structures that we talked about are being released? You will find that these same releases are happening in your society, that the angst of separation in the United States between blacks and whites is showing up stronger. It can no longer be hidden. In that separation, first is the acknowledgement of that separation. Then is the acknowledgement and the realization that it was never intended, that it isn't in line with love. That, which is the same way you handle your own self-growth, is what will begin to clear, what will again and again be emerging from the collective consciousness. The fears of the virus emerge. Now the hardships between blacks and whites and the inequities is emerging. In the next 12 months, much will emerge, and it will seem as if you are moving back into the mud, back into the struggle. But keep your higher perspective, keep your universal realization, and know that this must happen. Don't push it back into the darkness again. Bring up the darkness in you, your relationships to society. Look at the separation between humanity and Mother Earth. That separation will need to be healed. It needs to be realized and healed. Dear ones, you can only heal that which you belong to. You could not heal your body and your life when your spiritual life was up on top of the mountain and this was just your physical life. But as you bring them together, and then together we bring more of the darkness and the light together, there will be, we'll use the word extreme healing. Extreme healing. You are creators of this. You aren't just realizing that this is the time. You, in your infinite universal wisdom, are creating all of this. and you are indeed masters. Jeanette wanted us to talk about what is the state of the virus now. As you can see, it brings up again a great deal of separation between how society should have treated this. That separation too will heal. The virus is becoming less potent thanks to the prayers of so many of you. It is becoming less contagious to some extent, actually. And we expect that the work that you lightworkers are doing will continue to be part of the virus. You cannot make it your enemy, but harmonize with the virus. We expect that it will get weaker and weaker. It is the intention that humanity learns from this and that humanity then can move on from this. Jeanette wants us to talk about what is our goal in this course. Ultimately, the goal of this course is empowerment. It is for you to realize the power of the universe that flows through you, the oneness of the power of the universe that medicine men and medicine women and shaman knew, but you had been separated from, to move into the mastery of the shaman, the mastery of one who holds the ultimate vision without knowing the steps or the ladder to get there, but is unwavering in holding the ultimate vision. Masters hold a vision that is not concrete. We have often invited you to hold a vision without pictures, to hold a feeling of the unfolding of the golden age of humanity. Hold that without knowing how it will be, if people have electric cars or non-electric cars. Let all of that part go and hold a master's vision, which isn't actually a vision. It is a dimensional shift. It is holding a space at a higher dimension for your brothers and sisters and you in less enlightened moments can lift up to. Our goal has always been, through you and your personal growth, to help manifest the movement of humanity into an inspirited humanity, into a golden age, into a time of great high consciousness, where Earth will no longer be separated from the intelligences of the galaxies, and Earth and humans can take their place once again as creators on this blue planet. We'll take questions later, but now we would like to move you into a meditation.